Once again, this looks like a trend for you lately, a game that you definitely deserved a bit away at the end. More chances to score goals tonight, but at the end it's a 3-2 loss.
Yeah, I mean, much the same. We had chances to tie the game up. We put on an unbelievable push in the third and we just don't score. That's, you know, for whatever reason, there needs to be some onus on guys here to score goals that are playing the big minutes. So,
how would you evaluate that second period where in the span of a minute, three goals scored? What happened on the ice at that time?
Dumb penalty by me. They score on the power play, and then a couple other quick ones, breakdowns by us, such as mental errors. You know, you can have one, you can't have two and three. And then, I mean, you're chasing the game against a really good team. You spot anyone a three-goal lead, you're not going to win very many games.
About Keith Kincaid, I mean, the guy has been struggling to get back his place in the NHL, and now gets pulled after a second period. I don't know if it was an injury or the coach decided maybe to bring Primo in net. What happened? Do you know about Kincaid?
I mean, I won't comment on that, but, yeah. You know, I thought he played well. You can't blame him on any of those goals. It's not easy. I mean, as a goaltender, your confidence is magnified even more. As a player, when you have zero confidence, it's tough. But when you come in like that, you know, the fans start getting on him like that. That's tough. That's really disappointing to see. He's a good guy. He's coming and worked hard. You know, I feel for the guy. He's going to come out of it. He's a great goaltender. You know, like I said, I don't think any of those goals are his fault tonight.
Thank you, Dale.
Thanks.
Thanks, Dale.